Coach, thanks for being with us. Is your voice as gone as mine?
Well, yeah, it is. It's about gone. Yeah, it sure is. We had an exciting game, and it was got a little bit of extra free, didn't we? So that really wears on the voice a little bit. But I'm sure we'll get over it. I'll get over it pretty quickly.
You're going to have to. You still got the season to go. It feels sometimes, in my opinion, that when you win a game this big against a rival like Central in overtime, when it takes an extra 4 minutes to get it done, it feels like you might have just won something bigger than just a conference title, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I tell you what, if we'd lost it, it would have been a tragedy because we had the game won in regulation and didn't play it well. So, you know, Central played. And, of course, that shot they hit, most time you take your chances on that, but that's twice he's done that to us. Once was with a winner. So anybody shooting the ball is dangerous. But it shouldn't have come even down to that. We had opportunities to take care of the ball better, and we didn't do it. But I'm proud of the kids that once overtime came, usually the team who suffers that type of,
a jolting play.
Jolting shot.
Usually
they have a hard time bouncing back, but our kids didn't. We came out and scored the first bucket in overtime, and I thought played well from that point on.
Tyson Gray, as I alluded to right before you put the headset on, had a fantastic ball game tonight, 22 points, crashing the boards left and right. I don't know how many he had, but he had several. Talk about his performance tonight, leading your team in scoring, and just that always that extra effort from him.
Yeah, Tyson is a leader in every way. I mean, he does it. He leads by example. He leaves nothing on the floor. He's physical, but yet he can play with finesse, too. You saw that tonight. He talks to everybody on defense. He leads the whole world in rebounding and just handles the ball against the pressure, you know, against the press. He's our trigger man and brings the ball down a lot of times. Great free throw shooter. But, you know, it was a great team win. You know, I told the kids before the game, I said, you know, this is what North Carolina always says, and I think it's good. It says, you know, play hard, play smart, and play together. And I thought that's exactly what we did. And Tyson is a prime example of that. But Brendan had a great game. I could go right down the list, you know. Look what Bryce does for us all the time, handling the ball. Garden, he guarded their Sheriff, who's a tremendous player inside, outside, and he was on him all night long. I don't know if he ever came out of the game.
Didn't seem like that, did
I don't
it?
Think he ever came out. He didn't come out of the game. So Cameron hit those big free throws. Cole got some big rebounds. Forrest had a presence in the lane on defense, and you know, Jackson Shrum has to play so many positions for us and guard just about anybody. So I'm just thrilled for the kids that they got this win. You know, they've earned it. They've worked so hard, and I'm so proud of them.
You mentioned Cole Lawrence, foul trouble early on, offensive game not there tonight. As you mentioned, a couple of big rebounds for you. They say great coaching comes down to what decisions you make when things could go bad for you. And Cole Lawrence, 4 personal fouls, 7-11 to go in the fourth quarter. You bring him back in.
Yeah, I brought him back in because we needed him. Whenever Mayberry came back in the game, I needed Cole in the game. I thought the game turned around, though, whenever we really started going inside to Tyson. I think we were behind at that time. Even with Cole out of the game, that helped us from the standpoint that it helped the end result, because that gave Tyson an opportunity to really be our man inside, and the kid did a good job getting him the ball, and he knew what to do with it when he got it. And then Brendan hit that big three out of the corner there, mm-hmm. you know, on a set play that – And in the very next possession, we ran it again. And then when Brendan's covered, we go right back inside to Tyson with it. And Tyson caught the ball and then got fouled and made free throws. So we had a little series right there that really paid dividends for us.
You win the MAAA championship, Coach. Back-to-back years. I know this is your first year experiencing this championship with this Farmington boys basketball team. Tyson Gray, again, 22 points tonight. Brendan Hardy, 17, just 3 shy of putting himself into second place in that all-time scoring record for Farmington. When it comes down to it, these games come down to one play. But tonight I felt like it came down to multiple plays. And one play that I think might go unnoticed, except by me, is the Jackson Shrum in the fourth quarter when Cole Lawrence was on the bench. You had to go a little bit smaller because Lawrence had 4 personal fouls. I don't remember the exact score, but y'all had a bit of a lead there late in the fourth. Shrum comes flying in and gets the offensive rebound over the likes of Mayberry or McMullen. I can't remember which one. Gets a shot to go in, goes to the line, and makes that free throw.
Yeah, and I really thought we were going to win it right there. You know, we should have. But yeah, that was a – I mean, without that play, we don't go to overtime. We're the ones going home early with the loss. But you're right. I'll remember that when I see the film. But now that you mentioned it, that was a tremendous play. Absolutely. And it was just a hustle play is what it was. And Jackson's a great athlete. He can jump out of the gym. He can dunk the ball behind his head. You know, he does these reverse layups. He runs like a gazelle. But, he's just a tremendous athlete and such a great kid. So I'm so happy for him, too, that he had that opportunity, and we sure needed it at that time.
Farmington wins this game against Central, the MAAA Boys Championship, 55-50 in overtime. We got Terry Noble, head coach of the Farmington Knights, with us. We'll ask him one more question before he heads on out. What do you think this type of victory can do for the rest of the season for this group?
Well, about 2-3 weeks ago, after stubbing our toe in the conference race, we had a Monday practice after a real tough loss at Central, and we said we were going to start the season over. We're not going to look back. This is a new season for us. And so we've been 7-0 since then, been playing real well, well enough to win, and having some pretty big victories. And so if we hadn't won this today, then all that would have seemed like it was just all talk. But it wasn't all talk. The kids proved it by going back-to-back against North County and Central. You know, we didn't get out of our locker room until 11 o'clock last night. And so I knew it was going to be tough. You know, we had an early game today. No time to really practice. We didn't practice or anything. We just came in and got on the bus and came over here. And, I told the kids. And then we had that long delay. I'm thankful and pray that everybody's okay that right. They had issues there, because that's more important than this basketball game. But still, that delay, you know, I wasn't sure how that was going to affect us. But, you know, we came out playing hard and played well the whole, played with intensity the whole ball game.
Well, and the thing is, everyone knows everyone. And so to see one of your own go down like that, we as you said, prayers and thoughts with Virginia Lugo for the Farmington Knights. But, Coach, this evening was about your victory in overtime in the MAAA Boys Championship, so congratulations on that end.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Terry Noble, head coach of the Farmington Knights, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show.